back with another mini episode coming into your earphones, saying hi, saying what's up. It's the Colorado Rockies. Jake's rocks.
My That's rocks,
the,
baby.
The closest we'll get to saying the opposite of Jake sucks, which is something we say around here.
It's a play Jake, on words.
Jake rocks. You're leaving Denver.
Leaving Denver.
How long until you're done with the Denver time in your life where you don't care about them at all anymore?
Ooh, interesting. Because I don't have a huge attachment to the Texas Rangers, and I lived in Dallas. But, I mean, that kind of sucked because they were the perfect distance away that you can't, like, be attached to them. They're in Arlington. It's like a 25-minute drive. So it's like, okay, it's going to be kind of like an expensive Uber if I want to drink and stuff, or if I drive, then I can't drink and stuff. And then the Rocky Stadium, if you're a baseball fan, it's a must. It's in the heart of downtown. It's a perfect location. And I was lucky enough when I moved out here, I was Craigslist in an apartment, and I lived literally right next to the stadium. It was awesome. So I will always have a little bit of an attachment to the Rockies, more so than the Texas Rangers.
Yes, and you will try to tell me that they're not going to be bad and they're not in a state of total disaster when they are. Arenado's publicly going off and saying he wants out, then they're like making
And I told you he'd walk that back in a couple days, and he did.
For PR reasons, he walked it back because, no, it's a bad look, but he did have an honest moment where he said this is bullshit. Because guess what? The Rockies at the trade deadline did nothing. Then they sucked really bad. And then this offseason, the most active offseason we've seen in a while, who did the Rockies add? No one. Unless you want to count Jose Mujica to a one-year deal. They went after no one. Unless you want to count Ubaldo Jimenez to a minor league deal. They extended Trevor Story, but not even an extension. They just bought out his arbitration that he was already going to be on the team for. They just don't have to arbitrate anymore. They added no one. And they lost no one.
Yeah. May I counter your point?
Sure, counter away.
In 2018, baseball can be a fickle sport. You know that. They essentially had the same team, and they went 91-72.
Who was their starters then? Same exact starters?
Pretty much, man.
Freeland, Marquez, Anderson, Gray, Bettis?
Freeland, Marquez, Anderson, Gray, Bettis, Sanzatella, yeah.
It's a good counter, but you still want your team to get better, especially when you have a terrible collapse.
Right. And I think, and I'm not going to be as Rocky heavy as you probably think. Hey, they were fifth in attendance in 2018. Go to the stadium, guys. It's great. Fourth last year. How about that with a terrible season? Anyways, here's what's going on in Colorado. Obviously, Coors Field. I'm not going to give that spiel to you. Tim Melville's my best friend. Okay, we're done there. This is their window. And I know when I say that, you laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
But the Rockies, they don't operate like a big market team, and they should. Now that I'm seeing those attendance numbers and knowing, you know, they charge $9 for a beer or so, they got to roll it out. But they do have to be a little more tactical with their money, especially when you pay one guy, Nolan Arenado, a lot of money, which is fine. That dude deserves that money. Might be one of the best third basemen ever. So that's fine. But, dude, when you look around, there is a lot of young talent on this team, and Kyle Freeland's season just fell apart last year. Marquez, I think you'll remember this, Jim. I think he had one game that was, what, it was like one inning, 12 earned runs. If you take that out, he's actually had a pretty good past couple seasons.
They were brutal to him. That one game, they let him get rocked and eat like 12 earned runs, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost unfair. And I think here's where things got crazy, because it was right about the time we started talking baseball. They were 44-40 last year, 84 games in. I believe they were in a wild card spot at that point. They went into the All-Star break and they lost, let's see, I think they lost six straight. They hosted Houston and then Arizona. And then they came out of the break and they were still just tragic. They went from 44 and 39 to 47 and 55, like that.
They only won six games in July, and they only won six games in August.
I mean, it was a disaster. And then, you know, you go from a wild card team, we're going to be in it to the end of the season, to basically in the past 3 weeks, we just blew it. And that's an awful feeling. And the wheels fell off. And I don't see the Rockies being competitors, but I find it hard to believe, if you dig into the players, the numbers, I don't think they're going to have a record nearly as bad as they had last year.
I don't know, man. Like,
I mean, and here's before I will let you go. But when you really line these up, when we get to the Diamondbacks, when we get to the Padres, when you line up those three teams on paper, man, you really start splitting hairs. I think the Diamondbacks, with their recent Starling Marte trade, might have gotten a little one up, but you also have to buy into Ketel Marte being the player he is. Dude, you put those three teams down on paper and you're Jake out. And so that's kind of my biggest pro Rockies argument I will give.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, like, the pitching staff, Sansatella, career 5.33 ERA. His best season was in 2018 with a 4.38. John Gray, career 4.46 ERA. His best season was 2017. Last year, he was the only one that was pretty good. Germán Márquez, 4.78. It did get screwed by that one, but his best season was 2018. Kyle Freeland, best season by a long shot, it's 2018. So the fact that they're just rolling the dice, like, that's the norm, when it's really like all these guys, exceptions, not the rule, like, I don't believe in that.
And that's fair. And you shouldn't believe in all of them, but you should also give them all a little more credit. I mean, think about, we just came back from talking about the Giants. Everyone you just mentioned isn't approaching 30. Everyone is 28 and under. A lot of guys are closer to 25. I mean, last year, Germán Márquez was 24 years old. Kyle Freeland, I mean, think about how far we've come. And dude, baseball can be a real bitch. Think about how much we loved Kyle Freeland when he was wild card game, and we're talking about this dude with moxie, and yeah, he doesn't strike dudes out, but he's from Colorado, he knows how to pitch there, blah blah blah. I mean, Kyle Freeland isn't gonna have a 6.73 ERA this year. I mean, that's crazy. And again, like, John Gray, when Rockies were talking last season, they were saying, hey, if John Gray figures it out, we might really compete. John Gray was the one that figured it out, everything else kind of fell apart. So and again, what, for me, what does this add up to? And I, you know, I don't want to jump ahead to the over under, because I'm going to say a lot of positive things, because I know you're not too high on my Rocks. I mean, I'm seeing a 500 baseball team.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's I guess taper my expectations, or I don't know what the phrase is, but I don't want you thinking I'm hyper bullish. Like,
Do you think they're going to have a shot at the wild card?
A lot would have to go right. Like, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, okay.
It's baseball, and stuff can happen, but a lot of stuff would have to happen.
They may have a shot at second place in the NL West, but, like, not the wild card.
Right. But, I mean, think about that. I mean, what's the worst record you can have and finish second place in your division? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like 70 and something.
I think you have to be over 500 to finish second in your division, right?
Maybe. I would guess so, yeah.
I mean, names, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, they have the stars. Like, the top four are great, right? I mean, you got Arenado.
Arenado's incredible.
Trevor Story's the best at his position. Blackman's there. It was David Dahl. We're counting him. He had a good season last year. I don't know. But
David Dahl was an all-star, yeah.
Their outfield defense last year was the worst in the league, so that's fun. Or second worst, I think the Orioles were the worst.
Yeah, I mean, the outfield defense was disastrous. I don't really know what that was. Jim, I will ask you, because he's someone that I know my Rockies podcast people will be happy if I talk about. Bring up the red ball, blue ball chart with Ryan McMahon. He's a young guy, 24, who I think he's on the verge of breaking out. He had 24 home runs last year in his, I forget if that was officially or unofficially his rookie season. They are going to hit. And I mean, it's the story of the Colorado Rockies, dude. Like, why even dance around it? This team is going to hit a lot, and their pitching is going to get roughed up. And they're, I won't say Achilles heel, dude, their bullpen is terrible. Might challenge the Mariners for worst bullpen in baseball.
Okay, so Ryan McMahon, his rookie year was 2018. Last year, he had a 779 OPS, an 87 OPS plus, and his baseball savant is high in exit velocity, high in hard hit rate, poor in expected batting average, poor in WOBA, poor in slugging. Not an impressive stat guy.
Hard hit rate, baby.
Yeah, he hit 91st percentile on hard hit rate, but everything else is below average.
It's hitting it hard, baby.
So I mean, you can hang on to that, but the Yorba Linda kid, the eye test might be better than the stats. I'll say that.
Yeah, and hey, it was a 24-year-old that landed 24 home runs. That can play second base for you. But dude, I mean, Story is one of maybe the most underrated players in baseball. He kind of had that crazy start. Like the things he does at shortstop is incredible. Arenado, obviously, I don't need to dive into that. David Dahl was an all-star last year. He's 25. He's only going to get better. Charlie Blackmon continues to rake and play atrocious defense. Talk about a team that could benefit from the DH. Daniel Murphy was their big mistake. They signed him to basically the same contract as DJ LeMahieu, the homegrown guy. Daniel Murphy's weird. It's a weird fit. He's bad defensively. And, you know, you could talk yourself into it last offseason, like, hey, he's a guy that he seems like the typical Colorado Rockies guy that you're like, hey, man, I could see him ended up, you know, hitting 325 next year. It didn't work out. He's a weird clubhouse guy. They're going to rake. It just depends how many of the starting pitchers figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, everyone will rake at Coors. So, got to pitch. A lot of guys. I mean, it's
not Daniel Murphy.
Daniel Murphy's weird. I mean, he looks like the boyfriend on Roseanne, and he's weirding up the whole clubhouse and just weirding out the whole everyone's vibe. And I'm not... I say that from no point of knowing it's true or hearing rumors or hearsay that that's true. I just look at him and think it. And right. That's all I know.
Right.
Here's what I'll say, Jake. They better get off to a hot start. I think we've been saying this a lot. But if they, like, start sucking right away, I think we're going to hear some more shitty quotes. We're going to hear, like, I think the GM is going to try and fire the manager. So it's, like, not his fault. It's the manager's fault. Like, it reached a boil in the offseason, and then they quickly went to simmer. We still got hot water in the pot. And if things get ugly, I think it's boiling again quick.
No, and I don't think we're saying that as much as you think. I mean... Like with the San Francisco Giants that we just talked about, like it would be good for them, but I mean, their season ends with disaster anyways. Like the Rockies could be 70 wins to 85 wins, and I think a hot start is a big factor in that. Yeah, man, they've got some young dudes. They gave Brendan Rodgers a call for a little bit last year. It wasn't good, but he's a big-time prospect. I don't know, man. Their bullpen is bad. I mean...
Okay, why you don't like Oberg, Davis, bad. Shaw,
like
McGee?
Like crazy bad. I mean, are you looking at Wade Davis's stats from last year?
They traded Philip Deal for Talkman.
And that's the other thing. There's a couple transactions that have happened, and you're right. With the stuff that's going on with the media, if the wheels fall off on this season, whether it's early, middle, or late, when that happens, it's going to get ugly. You know, their dream season is probably like 88 wins. If everything goes swimmingly, that's like a dream. After that, I don't know, man. I think you're looking at around 500. If the wheels do fall off earlier, if someone like Freeland just seems like he doesn't have it. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm rooting for my Rocks. I'm very interested to see what the over under is. And the other guy that I feel like Rocky fans would want me to mention is Sam Hilliard. He's a decent prospect for him, big boy outfielder. It'll be interesting to see what he brings to the table. Yeah, man. This pitching staff is tough.
Tough
field.
Tough field. I will give this information to the people. Germán Márquez, Scott Oberg. No. Strike that. Reverse it. Jake McGee, Brian Shaw, Daniel Murphy are on contract years. And yeah. Can maybe their deadline targets. Most likely they're not.
Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
And then do they have any prospects like that are coming up?
So I mentioned Brendan Rodgers. He's their number one. He got a cup of coffee last year and it wasn't great. Honestly, man, Daniel Murphy and Ian Desmond, utility guy that's actually, I think, well-liked by the Rockies, but what they paid him isn't what he's doing. Those two contracts are kind of hurting them because they have young guys that can do what those guys do, especially on offense, and they need all that money devoted to pitching, and the front office won't do it currently. But yeah, there's a world where Brendan Rodgers is a name you need to know in the future, talented middle infielder. And I mentioned Sammy Hilliard. He's going to get a chance to play this year, but it's a tough ballpark, man.
Would you want to play there for money?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Same.
Yeah. I mean, last year they were last in ERA, last in WHIP. Those are a couple big ones. Fifth in batting average, ninth in OPS. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what the over-under is.
Okay. Well, the over-under is
78.
75 and a half.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going over.
Nice.
Because the NL West, I don't think the other four teams in the NL West, I think it's going to be a bloodbath of mediocrity. Between the Diamondbacks, who I think will eventually get second place, the Giants and the Padres.
I think there is easily a world where, you know, baseball is not a simulation. If you ran a simulation with this year's NL West 100 times, the Dodgers win it 100 times. The Rockies, D-backs, and Padres, man, I mean, it's either any of them can fall 2 through 4. With a little bit of injuries or a little bit of list. I'll go over. Love my Rocks. I'm wearing purple today.
So. I know. I saw that and I thought, did he know? But I didn't actually think that because there's zero chance you actually.
No chance.
Zero chance.
Hey, also coming off the Giants, I mean, does this not seem like a watchable team, or am I being too polluted by the stadium and living out here?
I don't think it seems like a watchable team, besides the main stars. But I with the Giants, I said, like, I like that. So I was a little biased. I said, I like that stadium, so they're still going to go enjoy baseball. So I think we're saying the same thing there.
Okay.
No, there's no, I mean, you do have stars. You have, like, three stars, so I'll give them that.
You've got a couple stars, and I think there's a couple young guys you can be excited about. So that's not too bad.
I mean, what would you say the zeitgeist of Rockies Nation is? I have no idea, but my guess would be they're not that enthusiastic about the offseason and everything that's gone on.
Yeah, you use zeitgeist a lot, and I forget the definition every time.
It's like the common thought of the people of the time.
I mean, it's just nervous times because, like I said, this was their window. In 2018, this was a 90-plus win team. And then they brought back essentially everyone and signed Daniel Murphy, thinking that would boost them, and they landed up being a 71-win team. I mean, that's drastic. So they're saying, like you said, a hot start would be pretty nice if they could convince themselves, like, wow, the wheels fell off last year and that was a mess. But, yeah, they're really bummed out by – If they could get rid of the Daniel Murphy and Ian Desmond contracts and put that money towards pitching, people would be really bullish on that. They can't do that. Nobody wants them. So, yeah, man, they're hoping that they're good enough to keep Nolan Arenado in town.
Yeah. I hope they are. I like when guys stay and they get better within. So there you go.
I mean, they have two. Potentially, depending how Trevor Story's rest of his careers goes, They have two potentially generational guys on the left side of the infield, and it's going to suck if they feel like they wasted that.
And DJ LeMahieu, who they did waste, and they brought Murphy besides him. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Do you want to say something?